Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and I need to make a video on this important topic. And I want to talk about this topic because it is really important. I do believe spiritual warfare is real, and I do believe there are things going on that is not good for the body, and I think there are things that are happening out there that the enemy is having his way with people on many different levels. And there are many signs of this. A physical disease is one of the symptoms of not living according to Yahweh's Torah, His guidelines and instructions. In other words, living in sin on a consistent basis will lead to physical unhealthiness. But there's other signs. And the Bible says we're to be joyful, not bitter, not resentful, and not to have any, it says we're supposed to be, we're supposed to do not be dismayed, not living in fear of men, and so on. And the fact that there are a lot of people out there that claim to be believers, but at the same time, they're suffering from the spiritual dryness or sicknesses out there. And but like I said, it's one sin to disobey a physical action of Scripture that it says do something and you're not doing it. But it's another sin to disobey the character of Scripture. So what I mean is, if it says in the Scriptures, do not be dismayed and do not fear man and these things. If people are walking around in fear of man, then you're technically sinning just as much as you're breaking a Torah command. And there are consequences to these things. And I've done videos about this, the spiritual warfare that's going on. It's a battle that's going on that many people don't even realize is taking place because it's not something that can be physically seen, but it's taking place. And then we have to be careful with these things. And the enemy will try to tempt us to doubt Yahweh. And he's not going to get to us physically in terms of doing certain things without Yahweh not allowing something to happen, but emotionally and spiritually, the enemy is really distorting the truth of Scripture and also making people, or at least making people make the choice to lose this spiritual battle. So I wanted to talk about this today because the word is the word of Scripture. And there are a lot of people out there today that are not walking according to with the faith, the understanding, and the boldness that Yahweh says we should have. And before we even discuss our physical character, we have to look at our spiritual character. You know, it says that in the script, the heart reveals the person, or as a face reflected in water, so the heart, the actions reflect the person. And it all starts with the heart. And from the physical onset of it, if people are suffering physically with sin on any level, then they're going to have a problem from a spiritual standpoint. So it all works hand in hand. So now there are scriptures out there that, many people read, and before we're believers, they look like just words on a piece of paper. But after we become a believer, they come alive to us and we see them and we know them. But we got to be careful here and not depart from Scripture thinking that, oh, we got the Spirit now, we got the Holy Spirit, so we can do what we want and say what we want and believe what we think the Spirit is telling us. The Holy Spirit will never make somebody feel good about living in sin. So remember that when it comes to spiritual warfare. The Holy Spirit will never let somebody feel good about living in sin. And, there are certain words I can use like sin and repent and all these different words, and they're not meant to be trigger words, but they are. As soon as you tell people sin and repent, they all of a sudden their defenses go up and all this other stuff happens. But, we have to look at the spiritual side of these different things. And there's a lot of spiritual immaturity out there that needs to be addressed, because that's where the enemy is going to destroy people. And I'm not perfect, because from a spiritual standpoint, we're all immature to a degree. But at the same time, we should we can be immune to the enemy's tactics and his tricks and everything else. We can be immune to it. And some people say, well, there's no panaceas in the world for spiritual and physical disease. And I say, yes, there are. It's Yahweh's word and putting into action. So, you know, our sicknesses and our diseases to a degree are a part of our lack of faith and lack of understanding scripture. And there are many people out there that are walking around physically what they call healthy, but spiritually they're very sick. And, you know, to think about Yeshua and his peace and his shalom, and think about that. And then you think about spiritual warfare and when that happens. You know, Yeshua, he wasn't on that shalom and peace when he was turning over tables because of the spiritual demons that were playing with the money changers in the temple and all this stuff. And we got to get to a place where we're not living our lives consistently, you know, in a bitter stage. There's a big connection between our, you know, our the spiritual side of things and this and Satan, you know, and we got to make sure we choose the right side to these things. The faith, the confidence, the trust, and the belief versus the bitterness and the jealousy and the fear and the accusations. And, you know, I've talked about this many times. So let's look at now. It says, so there are many different scriptures, but the spiritually immature are not going to see scriptures the same way, and it's going to create a problem. Now, I believe we can learn a lot from and everything we need to know from the scriptures. And yes, the scriptures do talk about the future. They do talk about spiritual prophecies and things that are going to happen in the future. Some of that future has already happened. Prophecies have become fulfilled, and talk a lot about the future. But I believe we can learn a lot about the past. And the way I teach in this ministry and just teach in general is instead of focusing more on the future and the prophecies and things like that, I'll do some teachings or interview some people and discuss these events that the Bible says will take place and it'll happen and what will happen exactly. But we already have the greatest event in the history of man in his story, history, and Yeshua being prophesied and then coming to fruition in dying for us and rising again. We've already had every miracle we would ever need to see and the greatest gift that was ever offered to man in the history of scripture. But we also have the scripture to explain how we are to carry ourselves as faithful believers of our wonderful Messiah. So this is why in my videos, I always talk about the consequences of sin when we have disobedience to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. So if I do a video about something, let's say, for example, immodesty or something. So this is where Yahweh put in my heart. So I talk about like the history of high heels, you know, where they came from and how they were used and the people's character and how they're used today. Or you could do anything. You could do gambling, alcoholism. You could do immodesty. You could do, you know, adultery, whatever. There's this history. And the Bible is a history book to show how people have abused or not abused or been obedient to Yahweh's guidelines and instructions and the consequences of it, of this. So we have in the renewed covenant the history and the results of this trust of these things and the faith put into action and the fruition of all of these things coming true. Now, you had a lot of prophets in the original covenant, and you had a lot of instructions in the original covenant, and you also had the fruition of these things in the original covenant, but you also had much of the renewed covenant is based on the instructions of our wonderful Creator, the Torah, the guidelines and instructions, the first five books of the Bible, and putting that into action in the renewed covenant and how it was to be. And from the beginning of time, in this lesson, this is really important to teach and for people to get and understand. And people say, why do I keep focusing on this? Because until people understand spiritual warfare and understanding how these problems are happening, you're never going to get past it. And somebody has to say this, and people aren't speaking up. So the problem we have is to understand is ever since Satan came down and tried to go his own way, he wants to destroy everything that Yahweh put together, the structure of Yahweh's plan for man. He wanted to destroy that, and he still wants to destroy that. And in this spiritual battle that's going on, he consistently wants to destroy that. And he has discovered, rightfully so, because he's correct, the best way to destroy that structure is to destroy the family structure of Yahweh, and to also destroy the gender structure and the gender roles of our Creator. And Yahweh gives us these roles on how we are to act physically and spiritually as a believer of Yahweh. And this is a big problem that we have, because people today are not looking at these roles and they're not taking it seriously. It's not about I'm a man and this is what I should do and how I should act, or I'm a woman and this is how I should do, how I should act. It's about I'm Yahweh's child and this is how I should be in the spirit. And I shouldn't be letting the enemy get to me, and so on. I'm afraid that has happened, and it continues to happen, and it's a bad thing. And I experience this often when I question people about certain things, and I bring certain things up, and the reaction you get from people. You know, we don't have to defend sin, folks. We don't need to defend sin and things that Yahweh is not of, but people are simply doing that. You could explain and tell people to live a modest lifestyle or to live a lifestyle of holiness, and they don't want to hear that. Today, the words sin and repentance are trigger words. So whether it's somebody to call himself a Christian or somebody to call himself a non-believer, you know, you could have a conversation with that until you say the word sin or repent. And all of a sudden, the conversation changes. People equate that with religion or some type of thing to do with the Bible or something else in a negative way. And I will tell you, repentance and submissiveness, or to submissiveness being another trigger word, is something that people look at in a negative way. And it's one of the most positive words and actions in all of Scripture. But because the culture today has downgraded so far from Yahweh's scriptures, this is the problem we have, and this is the problem we're in. And the thing is, the enemy will let us only hear things we want to hear. For example, I've made thousands of videos on my website about the character we're supposed to have as men and as women, and often judging and calling people out, as we're called to do so, on what's not taking place. So I'm consistently telling men and women where they're falling short of the standards of Yahweh. And the reaction that I get from people is just confirmation of that. So something I often say in many, many of my videos, and I do believe this is the big structure downfall that we have today, as it says in Scripture, the roles of men and women. But the problem we have today, and this is what I say often, is men need to be men and women need to be women, according to their scripturally roles. So that's what I say, and it's important. And the spiritual warfare side of this is really getting to people. So there's the enemy's trying to trick people into switching these roles around. And Yahweh first clearly defines the roles and the scriptures that talk about this. So the big problem today is this, for the most part. Men want to look like women, and women want to act like men. Men want to look like women, and women want to act like men. And what that means is, when I look at this scripture in Deuteronomy 22:5, it says, a woman must not put on man's clothing, and a man must not wear a woman's clothing. Anyone does who's detestable to the sight of Yahweh, a wonderful Elohim. Now, this is true from a physical standpoint with clothing, but when you look back at the history of clothing, clothing wasn't gender specific for a very long time. What I believe that this is talking about is not just the physical clothing, but the spiritual roles. Women be women and men be men, and that's the way it should be. And that's the way Yahweh created it. And they're both defined in scripture of how that could be. During the history of scripture, there were problems and there were issues with this as well. It's not something that's new, that's just today. From the beginning of time, Yahweh has been trying to get people out of their scripturally roles and take the family structure out of its scriptural order. And this is creating a problem. It says in Ecclesiastes 1:9, history merely repeats itself. It has all been done before, and there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing is truly new. Ecclesiastes 1:9. Again, men are not being the men that Yahweh wanted them to be. And men, there are no excuses for this. You know, we can decide to blame, and fairly so blame, a lot of things in culture today. What's not allowing us to be men today. But that doesn't excuse us for not having the faith and trust in Yahweh and not fulfilling our manly role in scripture. You see, culture today, and for a very long time, has taken away the biblical rights of man in certain areas, or the biblical instruction of man in certain areas, in terms of a man is how he's supposed to run his household and how he's supposed to lead in his household. And rightfully so, many men are not fulfilling that role. They're not standing up. They're not being leaders. But I will also say, it's not an excuse, but it's a reality, is they're not allowed to. Meaning, if a man tries to fulfill his authority role today, the court system, who's teamed up with the Satan and also women, will completely wipe that man out physically and not let him fulfill his biblical role in society today. And it's not only the man, even if a mother and a father try to discipline their child according to the scripturally way to do so, even the child has been given power today to literally stop the parents from living according to their authority role in the structure of Yahweh's hierarchy. So you have a time where, and it said this was going to happen in Isaiah, it spoke about there will be a time where children have control or in authority of a certain position, and women are in authority of a certain position. It's not the way Yahweh meant it to be in these situations. But that's what's happened as a result of sin. But even though that's what's happened, it's still not an excuse why men and women should not follow the biblical order that Yahweh gave us to and put us in Scripture. But when you look at it and when you think about it from a spiritual standpoint, men just really aren't being men. And I see a lot of women there today complaining about this and blaming, or at least using as an excuse of why they're not fulfilling their womanly biblical roles, is because men aren't filling theirs. And men, you are not to blame women or the court system as an excuse for you not filling your biblical role. You're supposed to, on faith, trust Yahweh and do what he says, regardless if it's politically correct or regardless of the consequence that might have of the world hating you. But at the same time, women need to stop blaming men for the reason why they're not being women of Yahweh, and stop saying things like, well, if he treats me this way, or if he does this, or if he does that, then I'll fulfill my biblical role. No, men and women have to trust Yahweh in this area, and they have to stand up for what they believe. And I could say right now that it is not happening the way it should be in many instances. And a lot of things are out of order. And I speak about this in many of my videos. And people say, why do you always talk about this situation? Again, there's two reasons. Number one, most people aren't talking about it, and people need to. And number two, because the scriptures talk about it. And it's one of the most important things that's going on today that needs to be addressed, because we're never going to get to a certain place of that spiritual shalom and peace until we start living according to our biblical roles. So I don't care how much people want to say things and concepts that are unbiblically but working according to the worldly standard, such as being even and having partners and mutual submission and all of this stuff. When you get out of the biblical role, no matter how comfortable you might feel in the world living this way, if it's not scriptural, you're never going to find that shalom and that peace of Yahweh. And the practicality of it is everyone in scripture through scriptural examples that follow their biblical roles according to the scripture, they had that shalom and that peace even in the trials of life. I'm telling everybody right now, as many of you think this is not an important subject, and maybe I talk about it too much, they say, I tell you cannot talk about this enough. And you should, and everyone should be talking about this until something is done. Until it is completed and something is done, and men are being men and women are being women, not according to the worldly part of it, but according to scripture and the scriptural part of it. You know, so many of the issues that we're having today, it's nothing new. It was going on back then, and it created a big problem as well. So during the renewed covenant, there were many scriptures written with how men and women should act. And a lot of this had to be addressed by the Apostle Paul and many of the other New Testament and New Covenant writers, because they weren't living according to Torah. And I've heard people say, well, that's why it was addressed, because people in this city wasn't living according to the Torah roles and instructions, so they had to be addressed. But today we're in a different time in a culture. And they're acting, when they say this, like those problems aren't around today. They're acting like, well, you know, women and men acted a certain way then, so these biblical instructions were for them at that time. But today, they're acting like, well, they're not acting like that anymore, so those rules go out the window. And I will tell you, I think the standard has dropped, and I think unruly men and women are out there today worse than ever before, living farther away from the scriptures than ever before in the history of man. So I think these rules have to be applied still today and in every city, not just one city where it might have been written. It's an example of what's going on all over the world. So when we make excuses of why we don't need to follow the scriptures because, oh, you're taking that out of context, or that was for that time, or that was for that situation, the situation is still here today. And instead of being excused, it needs to be addressed and applied. You know, but because these people had to, were out of order, and so many people were out of order, Paul in the Renewed Covenant had, and the apostles and disciples had to create some guidelines because people weren't following the Torah guidelines. He had to create some guidelines because the average man and women of the world are not following. And as they said, men want to look like women and women want to act like men. The enemy has flipped the script. The enemy has changed us around, and the enemy has created a big problem today. And we need to take that back. We need to take that back. This needs to be spoken about, and we can't let up, you know. And a lot of people will try to change around what you say. I tell people they need to follow the Torah and the guidelines and instructions, and they say, well, we don't need to do that. And people will put words in people's mouths and seven and other things. But I'm so glad that Yahweh's word is real and Yahweh's word is true. And I don't think it's of Yahweh's emotional, spiritual shalom for somebody to limit speaking about the things that are going to benefit Yahweh's brothers and sisters out there, not to be a stumbling block, and to speak up the truth where the truth needs to be heard. There's far more people that need to follow the guidelines and instructions, not only of Torah, but how the apostles handled the people that got out of line with Torah. And there's way too many people getting out of line with Torah today. And the men are not standing up and being men. They're being simps. And the women out there today are immodest and being immoral and out of character. And they need to be addressed. Yahweh uses his word to address people, and hopefully people will wake up and get it. So that's the things that are going to benefit us, and hopefully we can get back to following our biblical roles and having that emotional peace and shalom that Yahweh wants us to have. Hallelujah, everybody. Praise Yahweh that we have a great opportunity to get a message like this out there in today's world. And as much as I want these messages to get into the ears of people that have confirmation and encouragement to go out there and tell others that this is what we should be doing, I really would love this message to somehow reach those that disagree with me, those that disagree with the message of the scriptures, not to create confrontation or debate, but just to have people being open to understanding of who Yeshua is and what he wants us to do. Hallelujah. So if you can share this message and the messages I have on this radio station with others, especially non-believers, if they're willing to hear or open to listen, and if you or anyone else listening disagrees with me, contact me. I am open to giving my contact information on my channel and my YouTube, and also people can contact me through my website, my email, and I give out my personal cell phone, 917-407-2270. I want to discuss with people that disagree why they disagree with this message, which I feel is straight from Scripture. As for the message, and as for the times we're living in today, we need to get back to the biblical roles if we want to have the biblical success according to the plan that our Creator says. He gave us the plan, and we all have the choice of which way we want to follow. It's becoming harder and harder in today's world to stick to the truth of Scripture, because children are being brought up in the world today, in society today, and everything going on today is just going against what Scripture wants us to do and the roles that we are to have. So prayerfully, this message will get out and get in people's ears, get in people's hands, the Word and the Scriptures and the verses. You can fellowship with me every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on our website YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. We also have a Bible study on Saturday mornings, and we do live prayer every morning at 6 a.m. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and please keep this ministry in your prayers. It's because of people like you and our listeners that were able to be on this wonderful radio station, and I'm so thankful that they allow these messages to come on here so people can hear it and be blessed. Everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you. Shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.